Hello. You're listening to Semaphore Here and Before. Tonight's story comes to us from the city. The city is filled with contradictions, poverty, and wealth, and people. People that are welcoming or foreboding, happy or sad. Thank you for joining us.
When I was a baby, my mother removed my limbs because she thought that they would only get in the way. Even though I was a child of Bruce Hornsby, she thought that I would not be able to amount to anything. I was a love child, and he would not claim me as his son. She sat me in the business district. I had a large bowl for to collect monies. One day, a large limousine sped by and hit a pool of water in the curb. And this water splashed upon me, and I almost drowned. The water from the splash washed away the money that I had earned that day, and my mother was very not happy. She beat me again, and I was not allowed to eat dinners. There were happy times. Sometimes a dog would walk by and not pee on me. They would just look at me and say hello. And I would say hello back. I could not pet them. But sometimes I would headbutt them. They seemed to understand and still appreciate the headbutt. If a cat came by, they really understood the headbutt. There's something about cats. I can't quite put my finger on it because I don't have any. But they definitely are very wise little animals. They're like an old person inside of a tiny fur box that skitters along the sidewalk looking for mice, perhaps some grass to chew on that peeks up through the sidewalk cracks, only to help them hack up their fur balls. One day I noticed little tiny buds from where my arms and legs had used to be. They were little tiny green buds. I was frightened and yet also excited. I knew that my mother would not appreciate the buds and perhaps would think they were evil. So I hid them from her. This was not difficult to do, as she did not pay much attention to me. I wasn't bathed and showered as normal children, because she relied on the infrequent rains, or perhaps limousines going by to splash me to help clean me. Days later, the buds, these little green buds, they started to protrude, to grow, perhaps like a weed through the crack in the sidewalk. And they grew and grew and grew. It became harder to hide them. But my mother did not notice. They continued to grow, and I found that I could sometimes control how they moved. Other times, usually, most of the time, they moved them on them upon themselves as if they had minds of their own. They would dance in the breeze. They would reach out to the sunniest spot near me, and they would soak up the sun. And I could feel the sun enter through these green vines. And the energy would seep into my body and my soul. And I was rejuvenated. One day when my mother picked me up at the corner, the vines were particularly perturbed, I guess you could say. There was some sort of energy there that wasn't the same as the sun energy, but it was much more powerful. The vines reached out and they strangled my mother to death. And I fell upon the sidewalk. The vines hardened. And thickened. And they became much like limbs. And I was able to pick up the money that was left scattered upon the sidewalk. And I walked away. I left my mother there to die on the sidewalk. And I never looked back.
Thank you for listening to Semaphore Here and Before. Please join us again next time.